This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Jeff Shackelford has the most popular blog in the game at jeffshackelford.com. He is also a Golf Channel contributor and a co-host of the podcast Shack House. It's a pleasure to welcome Jeff Shackelford back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Jeff.
Thank you, John, as always.
All right, we've had a little bit of time to digest the announcement. Phil Mickelson and Jim MacKay breaking up the team. Does it make any more sense to you? Does it begin to make a little sense to you?
No, it makes no sense at all, actually, the more I think about it. I was just pondering it this morning and thinking, wow, what an odd time in the middle of the year after he's gone and made this scouting trip. That ended up being a waste of time, and I just can't wrap my head around exactly why he would do this. But I know he's a little bit restless about his ball striking, and Bones is the one who introduced him to his current instructor. So there could be something there. He may be making a change on that front too, possibly. But I don't know. It's a bold move, and it. I don't think it's going to reverse his fortunes. Quite the contrary, actually.
Yeah, to your point, I do think when he did it and when they did it is rather odd. It would not have surprised me if it, would you think this could be an indication, Jeff, of how little Phil might play in the future, and he's cutting Bones loose to go find a bag?
I don't think so. He doesn't really seem to be thinking that way. My sense is he's thinking he's going to have another 5 years here because of the way his body is held up and his flexibility, and his short game has not plateaued like it does, as you know, John, for some people. It seems like in their 40s, the short game geniuses, even they kind of can only make so many putts. And Phil's had 221 putt rounds this year, and he's never been better around the green. So I think he's thinking long term, and he clearly thinks somebody else should be carrying the bag.
And for the time being, from what we hear, it's going to be his brother Tim.
Correct, which will be interesting. He's also representing John Rahm, who needs his full attention. To be honest, after what I saw last week at the U.S. Open, his temper was completely out of control. I mean, not in a way that was dangerous to spectators. It was more embarrassing, and he's got some stuff to work through. He gets a little worked up out there. It's not healthy.
Well, and to that point, the conspiracy theorists then get on board that maybe Bones shifts to John Rahm, and John Rahm had to go on social media saying he's perfectly happy with his caddy. Was that the equivalent of no changes expected?
I guess, yeah. I thought about going on social media today with a hostage-style video like that and announcing that there's no truth to the rumor that Bones is going to be carrying my laptop bag for the rest of the year. I thought that was really strange, but I guess they felt the need. I think people threw that out as they did with the Rory McIlroy situation, just thinking, well, what player might want to make a caddy change? And so I guess that's why he felt the need to do it, but I thought it was awkward.
Do you think Bones wants to land somewhere? I'm sure Bones could financially not do anything.
He could do nothing. He could go to work for CBS, NBC, Golf Channel, Fox. Anybody in television, I think, would love to hire him. He's got a good voice. He's a good talker. He has so many insights. And in his one little cameo working the event down in Georgia, the fall event where John Wood also worked as an announcer. They were both sensational, and so they both have that career if they want it. I think that's where he'll end up eventually, or sit back and kind of watch and see who some of the young players are. But my real guess is that the ideal situation for Bones is an older player who is still relevant and plays a limited schedule, and he could do a little bit of both, because I think that would be the fun thing for him.
Yeah, well, that would be Phil.
That would have been Phil. Although, you know, Phil is peculiar. I'm not sure if he would have been comfortable with Bones announcing and also working.
Okay.
Some players are open to that kind of thing. I'm not sure if Phil is.
We're talking with Jeff Shackelford here on the Augusta Golf Show. Switching gears a little bit, the change regarding drug testing on the PGA Tour, they announced that earlier this week. How much of that is being driven by the Olympics?
I think a good portion of it is driven by the Olympics. They were really ridiculed by WADA over their policies, and I think also it's just part of Jay Monahan's attempts to move the tour into the new century. And frankly, John, there are so many rumors now about players, and I wrote a piece for Golf Week about this. They take a few weeks off, and then you start hearing people go, well, you know, if we don't see him out here for another 3 or 4 weeks, I'm thinking he's serving a suspension. And it's just culture, I think, is something that got Jay Monahan's attention. I'm guessing here. It's pure speculation. But ultimately, the policy of no transparency was doing them almost no good and all harm and probably leading to players having their reputations disparaged for no good reason. I mean, I've heard conspiracy theories, just to give you a sense of the culture out there, related to Dustin Johnson and the Masters fall that are so unbelievably ridiculous and funny, frankly. I mean, they're pretty funny. But if you could imagine those scenarios being something where they're claiming that somebody tested this way and was using this and there's no transparency, it can be really deadly. So I think it's a good move. I think we'll also find out that there aren't too many people testing positive for much of anything on the PGA Tour. They're a pretty clean living group.
Do you think the commissioner also wanted to clean all of that up, although I guess it won't change anything regarding VJ's suit? Do you think he just wanted to have a nice, neat kind of thing, a nice package and a nice policy?
Yeah, I'm not sure on VJ's suit. I don't know enough about the law, but it may occur to me that this could be the first step in a settlement process, that part of that was to announce this kind of transparency. I don't know if that's really what's been driving VJ, frankly. I think he's pretty much in it for himself. I don't think he's thinking of players down the road. He just doesn't seem the type to work that way. But ultimately, the timing to me was also related to, they were thinking the IOC wasn't going to decide on golf for a little bit longer, and then they just kind of had this random Friday evening announcement that the executive board had endorsed everything that was in Rio, and golf is pretty much safe through 2024 now. And it was like, oh, okay, we were planning our big pitch, and they don't have to make the hard sell now.
Speaking of news dumps, on a somewhat related topic, what did you make of Tiger's announcement regarding professional help and his prescription medication?
Well, I think it's great. It's clear he has an issue, and he tends to be somebody who gets addicted to things. For our sakes, it was wonderful. He was addicted to golf, but he definitely has had a propensity to get hooked on certain things, and we don't know what he ultimately went to rehab before. But I think it's great news, and it's clearly something that, someday we may learn a little bit more, but at this point, it's what he had to do probably to save a lot of things, his reputation, his health, and his family.
Did you look at the announcement as it being further away from Tiger coming back or closer to Tiger coming back?
Oh, probably. I'm on the further away side of things in every respect right now. I just don't sense that the drive is there, the mental clarity, the whole package. It just doesn't seem like it's going to come together for him anytime soon. But who knows? Maybe this is the one that where he has a breakthrough, and and that combined with the health allows him to put together one more run. But it's increasingly difficult to see that scenario.
30 seconds we have left. My previous guest, we kind of dissected the U.S. Open. Did Aaron Hills pass the test? Do you think the USGA goes back?
I think it passed the test. I don't think they go back. It was a very tough place, John, to have a major championship. They pulled it off in essentially every regard. Yes, people are upset. It wasn't a classic U.S. Open course. But to err the other way and to have had it been too hard if we'd had a lot of wind and have it backfire would have been disastrous for the USGA. We got a good winner, low scores, there was some rain, and history will look kindly on Brooks Koepka winning and on Aaron Hills, but it's a tough place to set up for a championship in June.
He is Jeff Shackelford from jeffshackelford.com. Again, the podcast is Shack House. Jeff, thanks for taking the time. I always appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, John.